Welcome to the Hot Lava Podcast. It's a special one here on the sixth day of December. Kevin Acey, the Padres beat writer. I am with Dave Posner, my boss, sports editor of the San Diego Union-Tribune. And why would we do a podcast now? Well, not winter meetings. As a matter of fact, it is because the Padres made what I would call, for them, a blockbuster trade. The Padres on Thursday night came basically to terms with the Tampa Bay Rays to acquire outfielder, left fielder, Tommy Pham, and a Triple-A middle infielder and pitcher named Jake Cronenworth. And it stands for their 2019 home run leader, Hunter Renfro, and number five prospect, a middle infielder named Xavier Edwards. Jay, look, this is the first time since, you know, A.J. Preller in his first offseason went nuts and signed and traded for a bunch of major leaguers to remake the roster. This is the first time he actually added legitimate major league talent. He is starting off this offseason gangbusters.
Well, no question. And, I mean, they've actually added a lot of major league talent. Just in this offseason, I mean, we were talking, they're up to six guys now, if you count Cronenworth, who I believe they expect to be in the big leagues. Cronenworth and Pham, you know, they signed Drew Pomerantz to bolster the bullpen. They traded for Zach Davies and Trent Grisham. They traded for Yerkes and Profar. So that's six guys. That's almost a quarter of your roster at that point. And I'm sure they're not done, you know, making moves at this point. So there's no doubt that they're in a different mindset right now. I mean, to trade a guy like Edwards, you know, first round sandwich pick just a year and a half ago, I think he was the 38th overall pick in the draft, you know, off to a good start in the minors. He just turned 20 years old. I mean, but that's the reason you have a deep farm system, is so you can trade guys who might turn out to be good. I mean, you got to hope this doesn't turn out to be Trey Turner 2.0. You also hope you acquired good players here, and Tommy Pham's been nothing but a good player for the last 3 years. Cronenworth is interesting. Pham's obviously the key to the deal, and the Padres do have depth in the farm system in the middle infield, you know, behind Edwards. You know, the idea is you hope you don't need a shortstop for the next who knows how many years. The Padres are pretty set right there. So you're just talking about a second baseman, and they've got other guys, whether it's, you know, Owen Miller, you've got C.J. Abrams, who's probably a couple years away, a couple of other guys we won't get into. Profar, you know, to start with right now. So anyway, I'm kind of all over the map, but the Padres have been all over the map. It's been a busy time. But let's start with Tommy Pham. This is the kind of guy the Padres need. Kevin, he gets on base. I mean, this is a Padre player who gets on base. I mean, that is such a difference from what they've had, you know, in the past. I mean, always at the bottom of the league and on base percentage. And Tommy Pham will certainly help that in a big way.
The Padres, first off, a qualifier, right, is a guy who has 3.1 plate appearance per his team's game. So 3.1 times 162. There aren't many in the major leagues anymore. They're just not a lot of truly everyday players. Well, Tommy Pham was one of 40 players in the major leagues with more than 650 plate appearances. That would have been third most on the Padres. He did things that other Padres simply didn't do in terms of getting on base. His 818 OPS would have been highest among their qualifiers. Second only, or third, I guess, behind Tatis and Fernando Reyes, who was traded, by the way. He plays hard. He has not made an error in left field since 2017. He's made one error in left field in his career. Now, he doesn't have the range and spectacular ability, supposedly, that Hunter Renfro has. He doesn't have the power Hunter Renfro has. One of five players, though, Tommy Pham, to have at least 21 homers and 25 stolen bases last year. Five players. This is kind of reminds me of the way that the Padres want to play. So he produces. He plays hard, and something that was important to him, he brings what they call an edge. Whatever you think of that, every winning team says it's important to them. The Padres brought it in last year with Ian Kinsler. Well, you know, he ended up being ever as good as 37 years old, and he flipped off the fan that cussed at him. So, you know, they need someone younger. Tommy Pham will make a decent living next year. Projected to make, what, $8.3 million in arbitration, but he's under team control. That's relatively cheap in today's game. He's under team control for the next 2 years. You don't know how these things are going to work out. We've seen a lot of, beware of winning the winter, right? But this was a move that, had to be made from the Padres' perspective.
Right. So that's one move for the outfield. What other moves do we see coming up, whether it's for the outfield or someone else? I mean, I would think that maybe one more starting pitcher. There still isn't that sort of top of the rotation arm that you think of, at least no one that's guaranteed to be there. Where do you see the next moves coming?
Well, first we'll talk outfield. They got Trent Grisham. I would not be surprised that if you're seeing Manuel Margot and Trent Grisham platooning in center field, along with maybe Will Myers getting some starts there, because it really looks like Will Myers is going to be a Padre still. So I think they've addressed the outfield.
But if you do that, let me just stop you. If you do that, so who are you putting in right field? Because I thought Grisham might end up in right, and then maybe you have...
He can play some right as well. I'm just thinking that maybe he's over there when, though I don't know that Grisham is an everyday player, though he certainly could be. You've got Naylor, you've got Will Myers, and if you're keeping Will Myers, you're certainly hoping that he's going to play a significant amount of time. Possibly got Franchy Cordero. Look, I think Manuel Margot is at the top of the potential to trade list, but there hasn't been a whole lot of action on that. They would like to maybe move another outfielder, but you can't count on Franchy Cordero. And, as much as you almost have to count on Will Myers, that you can't. But in terms of deals that have to be made, half in quotes, to be made, the only one I see that is absolutely imperative from the Padres' perspective, and this is obviously an educated opinion here, talking to people in the organization, is moving Austin Hedges. Probably going to make something like $3 million, get awarded that in arbitration to be a backup. They want to have a better catcher. They are actively shopping Austin Hedges. And as the winter meetings start up here in San Diego, Sunday night, really starting on Monday, ascertain more about that market. Now, starting pitching. They were never really, really, of course, they wanted to find out the numbers on Steven Strasburg. Not Garrett Cole so much, but sure, they were curious. But they knew that was going to be out of it. They're not going to. They do not plan at all to meet with Scott Boras about his two clients, Garrett Cole and Steven Strasburg. Zach Wheeler's gone. Cole Hamels is gone. Madison Bumgarner, the market is almost certainly out of their reach. What's left on the free agent market? The Padres feel they have better or as good, and Mackenzie Gore will be up at some point. That's almost a certainty from the Padres' perspective. A trade for another starting pitcher? Sure. Something that they could work on. I just don't know. I don't know that a starting pitcher will be added. It doesn't change the fact they would like to, or that all of us know that if they want to contend, legitimately contend in 2019, that they have to. That said, if the payroll stays about where it is now, going into the start of the season, there will be some room at the trade deadline if this team is in contention. Now, what have they shown this offseason? They've shown that at this trade deadline, we can expect more like this deal rather than the ones that have come the last 3 years with Preller, which he's actually loosening the grip on his prospects and his young major league talent. So I think this trade is indicative of the direction they're going. But the fact that I'm saying that there's not going to be there may not be another starting pitcher this offseason shows that still not quite there.
Well, no, I mean that's the thing. I mean, if you're looking at a rotation with Richards and Lamet and Paddock and Davies and who knows, you've got guys like Lucchesi and Quantrill, I would think would be the next possibilities. Mm-hmm. And a improved bullpen. I mean, obviously Pomerantz makes the bullpen better when you put Pomerantz and Munoz and Kirby Yates at the back of the bullpen. That's pretty good place to start right there. The rotation is still, I'm not sure anybody's going to be terribly, the people are going to go overboard talking about that rotation. It has great potential if all those guys that are coming back from Tommy John have had Tommy John and have pitched since then. Sort of all pitch to their potential. but I'm not sure if there's quite enough wins there. But, you know, as you said, you might add somebody later on. There could be, maybe there's another move coming. There's still question marks, you know, in the lineup. I know I sent you the thing, I sent you something last night. You know, if you start each game with Tatis and Pham and Machado, 1-2-3 in your order, and against right-handed pitchers, you put Hosmer in the four spot, you know, that's not a bad place to start. I'm not sure where you go from there. You know, you've got, against lefties, you've got Margot. I mean, he's not going to hit fourth, but I mean, Margot's a weapon against left-handers. Grisham, you would hope, would be a guy that you could put somewhere in that 5-6 spot. You know, I don't think he's going to be a big power guy, but he would be a guy in there. Profar, again, against lefties, you know, maybe he's a guy that jumps up higher in the order. So they have options, but they also have questions. I mean, Francisco Mejia, where does he fit into all this right now? I mean, is he your starting catcher at this point?
I think they want better, but he could be. Yes.
And again, if he is, maybe that, you know, maybe if he catches 110 games a year from an offensive standpoint and he gets enough at bats, maybe he hits like the Mejia that's kind of always been billed that way. The one place where I do think the Padres have made themselves a little bit weaker is defensively. You know, obviously losing Renfro. I'm not, you know, Profar's got some question marks. Getting rid of Urias. I mean, they've traded a couple young guys. Urias is 22. Edwards is 20. But we talked at the end of the season, that was what they were going to have to do. They were going to have to sort of turn that corner and as you said just a couple minutes ago, loosen their grip on some prospects and bring in some guys for more of a win now. So, look, they've said they want to contend in 2020, and I think some of these moves that they've made, you know, $34 million for Pomerantz, bringing in Pham, who's going to, you know, obviously cost more than Renfro. You have less control years on him. I mean, same thing with Davies versus Lauer. I mean, they are doing that. I don't think anybody realistically expected someone like Cole or Strasburg to be here. I still think, you know, I don't know what the market is for Bumgarner, but I still think that would be an interesting possibility for them to look at. And, you know, all these teams have money. It's just a question of how much do they want to spend it. So I guess we'll see where they land, and the payroll will certainly be higher. But it should be a good week, and I hope there's more moves that are made and we have more of a reason to, you know, to do another one of these.
I want to make one more, you know, contention, you know, from the Padres' point of view before we stop. There's a Korean pitcher named Gwangyoung Kim who could go at the back of the rotation,
right,
or be a swing guy, right? Because every once in a while, that's what you do. There is no such thing as a five-man rotation anymore. So you added Pomerantz, who can go multiple innings. You could have Kim that goes multiple innings. You've got Matt Strom. I don't want to alarm anybody, but that's something the Padres didn't have in 2019.
Robbie Erlin.
So, you know, actually Robbie was in my head as I said it, because that was something that he did do effectively in 2018, as if it mattered, and didn't in 19. Could have been that guy in 20. But anyway, they know that they do have some, you know, if this is their rotation, that they needed a guy like Pomerantz. They need Strom to be that guy that he's been the last couple of years out of the pen. And, you know, maybe it's Quantrill who showed, you know, that he could be that guy out of the pen, a swing guy. So
right.
That's one place that they think that they have gotten better, and I would imagine that another veteran reliever, and it could be Craig Stammen, will be signed. But, yep, winter meetings next week, and, Jay, maybe we'll have reason to do another 911 Hot Lava podcast.
All right, Kevin, that sounds good, and until then, there will be plenty more for people to read on the website and the paper, and plenty more coming that on the weekend, and obviously much more. We'll have full team coverage next week at the winter meetings here in San Diego. So I hope everyone has a good weekend and enjoy what we have to offer.
Fun. Thank you.